from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go to the man we've been going to on Fridays for a long time, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, a must-read 7 or 8, 9 or 10 times a day. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm like every other coach. You know, every head coach always stands up when I'm out there, and it's that last mini camp practice, Mike, and they go, all right, bring everybody in. Listen, hey, guys, you got 6 weeks off. Man, stay out of trouble. Make smart decisions. Enjoy yourself. Spend time with your but, you know, it's a real babysitting message, no question about it. Then a Jordan Addison goes out and gets a DUI sleeping. Mike, is he looking at a suspension, you think, or what do you think happens there? Is the league just let it go?
Typically what happens with DUIs, once it's fully resolved, unless he's completely and totally exonerated and acquitted, he's looking at a 2-game suspension. They beefed that up, I think, in 2020. It used to be a 1-game suspension. It can go higher based upon aggravating circumstances. But, yeah, there'll be a suspension at some point unless he ends up finding a way to finagle free and clear, dropping of charges, no lesser included, guilty plea to reckless driving or whatever it might be. So, yeah, that's just one of the many things that coaches worry about. They finally get some time away, and they sleep with one eye open because you don't know what's going to happen. And then when the guys come back, what kind of shape are they going to be in? That's one of the reasons why the union has been kicking around this idea of dumping or at least gutting the off-season program and coming back early, because, you know, the players are expected to stay in shape when they're on their own time and come back and be basically in the same condition they were in when the off-season program broke.
What do you think's the best thing? I do hear guys going back and forth, and by the way, a lot of guys don't agree with each other. Some of them like the way it is now, and what do you think's best for football?
The whole thing really is weird. The way it came out, the way it was reported, the fact that it seems as if the union made no effort to communicate with the players or even take the full temperature of a lot of the players, because most players I've heard don't want to change things and have an extended training camp. I think that I'd have to see what this new approach would look like. I understand the benefit of continuity, bringing guys in, getting them in shape, getting them ready to go, having classroom sessions, et cetera. But, you know, at some point, Joe, over the past 50 years, this changed from an industry where guys worked other jobs between the end of the season and the start of training camp, basically threw their cleats in the garage and waited until it was time to go back for camp, to something that's all year long. If you're serious about it, you're doing something all the time. You're not sitting around doing nothing. So I think that it would be beneficial for both sides to try to strike the balance between respecting the private time of the players, but also ensuring that everyone is ready to go when it's time to go out there and play games.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Brandon Ayuk is an interesting one. The 49ers obviously have a really, really good football team, but he's a big, big part of it. So he's got, what, $14.1 million in salary this year, and he's looking at what everybody's getting and going, no, trade me. If that's the deal, trade me. And I think there's some teams that would trade for him, but the 49ers are saying no. So who gives first in this deal? What ends up happening in this?
Well, this one's strange because, you know, the 49ers have a pretty long history of paying their key players. DeForest Buckner is one guy they didn't want to pay. I think they knew they were going to have to pay Nick Bosa, so we can't have that much money devoted to the defensive line, and we're going to have to move on from Buckner, and they did, and they moved on from Eric Armstead. But for the most part, guys have gotten paid. And what's happened in San Francisco, the louder the wheel squeaks, the more likely you get paid. And Ayuk had been very discreet. He hadn't asked to be traded until this week. And, you know, the whole nice guys finish last thing can play out in that context. If you're not agitating, if you're not banging on the door, if you're not saying, I want mine, they might try to get by with having Ayuk on the team for only 14.1 this year. I think they were hoping to hold everyone together for one more year. And that means Brock Purdy on his rookie contract, which they can't redo. They're lucky about that. He can't come to them and say, I need a new contract. Under the CBA, he can't have one until after the season. But Ayuk can. And the question now becomes, is he going to hold out? Is he going to dig in? Are the 49ers going to, now that he's being a squeaky wheel, are they going to pay him? Or are they going to change their position on trading him? Back before the draft, and I had heard about this, and I firmed it up a little bit this week, as they were discussing what number he was looking for, and I think at the time it might have been 28, but since then the market's changed enough for it to probably go up, there was permission given to go out and see if there's another team out there that would pay him what he wanted if the 49ers would trade him. And they found like five teams that would pay him, but none of those teams were able to get a deal done with the 49ers. And part of it was, I think the 49ers just wanted too much. So that's the core concern, Joe. If you like the guy enough that you want a whole lot for him in trade so someone else can pay him what you won't pay him, why don't you just pay him? Why, if someone else is going to pay him what you won't pay him and give up stuff to get him, isn't that a sign that maybe you should be paying this guy?
Yes. 100%. I'm with you. And by the way, they need him. He ain't taking a back seat to too many of those skilled position guys on that very talented football team. And speaking of that, Mike, that receiver show on Netflix – I thought the quarterback on Netflix was really good. I saw Kirk Cousins completely different. I was like, wow, he's kind of a likable guy. I like it. I thought this receiver's has been really good. Have you had a chance to see it at all?
Haven't watched it yet. We were at the beach, and I was traveling last week for something else right as it came out. So I haven't had a chance to do it. I don't want to watch it casually. I want to be able to sit down with my little ballpoint pen ready to take notes and mark timestamps so I know what I can post about later. I've been doing that with the Hard Knocks show. The Hard Knocks show this offseason's been pretty good. Not great for the Giants. I think it shows too much, but I'm looking forward to watching the receiver show. Now that we're home and vacation's over and camps are going to open soon, that's going to be the weekend project. Watch all episodes of Receiver.
Hey, so the other thing, I got a bunch of different things and some to get with on here today. Saban and Belichick, good friends. I want to ask you, first of all, who do you think's had a better career, Saban and what he's done in college, or Belichick and what he's done in the NFL as head coaches?
I think Belichick, because, you know, one of the reasons Saban was miserable in Miami and wanted to go back to college was at that time in college football, when money wasn't an issue, you could basically go out and recruit 15 first-round picks a year. And he was, now, a great coach, but his superpower was to be able to go into the homes of these kids, and he knew the right people to charm, mom and grandma and, you know, family members, and they'd work on the kid to go to Alabama. That seems like that won the day for him a lot. And, you know, that was his skill set. He'd go out and get a bunch of great players to come play for him, and it's a lot easier to win championships when you have, you know, more of the best players in the country than anyone else. And that's what frustrated him about the NFL. He had one first-round draft pick every year, not as many as he could recruit. So I think Belichick did more because he dealt with his situation in the salary cap era. And, you know, and I know that people want to give Tom Brady the lion's share of the credit, but, you know, look, that defense, I mean, he's one of the great,
yes, he
greatest
is.
Coaches of any sport in any level at any time. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's itching to come back. He wants to go to a team that, you know, has a fairly solid roster of talent, and he can work his magic putting together game plans that can win the day even if you don't have a high-end offense.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. I could do 20 minutes with you on Belichick. I think there's always going to be a problem. I know he's made it clear he wants to come back and coach a head coaching job again, but I think he scares presidents and GMs to death about the power that he wants, even though he's saying,
yes,
that's not the case. Do you agree?
Yes. Well, even if he's saying I don't want the power, here's the thing. In through the door walks the guy who ran the show in New England for 20 years. So even if someone else who's 30 years younger than him holds final say over the draft or the roster or whatever, that person is going to be constantly watching for an eye roll, a grumble, you know, any indication from Belichick that he doesn't want the guy that the general manager exercising his or her full rights under that person's contract as the person in charge of the draft and the roster is ready to pick. And I've seen this. My first lesson in NFL dysfunction, I think it was the Jets. There was an issue between Herm Edwards, who was the coach at the time, and whoever the GM was. And, you know, they bring in players. The GM brings in players, and the coaches wouldn't use them, put them at the end of the bench. So, you know, and that's the thing. It's just a bad circumstance. And you have to find a place where you're either willing to give him the keys or he's willing to fully accept the structure, like in Dallas, where ownership is also the GM and there's really not much you can do about it. And Joe, the other challenge here, too, is you got to have a fan base that wants this guy. You know, late in the 2023 season, we did some very unscientific polling on Twitter about this, but more than 75% of the people who responded, and the question was, if your favorite team is looking for a coach this year, do you want Bill Belichick? More than 75% said no. And I think that's why it's smart for him to be doing Pat McAfee's show every week, the Manning cast, Inside the NFL. He needs to get a younger generation of football fans to say, I want him, before we even get to the point where they're figuring out who holds the power and how it's going to be exercised.
You know, it shouldn't bother me because we've seen Belichick up close down here in the AFC East, and Saban was down here for a couple years. But those two guys, the way they treated the whole media thing, and now they're in the business. I mean, they've jumped in pretty good, and now they're putting themselves out there because they're going to have to critique. They're going to be asked questions, and they're going to have to critique players and teams. And Nick's already not done real well with that when an Alabama player said, "Well, it doesn't matter. He's not coaching here. What he thinks our team's going to be," and he seemed a little salty with it when he heard about it the next day. Hey, man, welcome to the business that you used to rip everybody now that you want to be on the other side of it.
Well, maybe that's why they're about to name the field there after Nick Saban today. A little advanced insurance against Nick Saban not going too hard on the Crimson Tide. It really is difficult to do the job the right way. Number one, you need to have no aspiration to ever go back. And number two, you have to be willing to burn the bridges you built during the time you were there. And you have to be willing to deal with the phone calls that you're going to get and people being upset with you and maybe have some awkward interactions out in public. Look, I've lived that for 24 years. So you got to be willing to do that. You got to understand that's part of the price you pay for not kissing everybody's ass and telling it like it is and saying what you believe. And if you're not willing to deal with that, you know, if you still want to have your buddies that you golf with or that you talk on the phone to, and you don't want to spend 2 hours a day putting out fires that you created by being honest with your assessment of something, then yeah, we're going to get a lot of. Remember when John Gruden went to Monday Night Football? I remember thinking, man, this is going to be great. He's going to take a flamethrower to everybody. He tiptoed around everyone because he knew there's only 32 of these head coaching jobs, and he wants one of them again someday. He's not going to jeopardize his ability to go to any of the teams because he's jumping back in at some point. That makes for a very vanilla broadcaster.
Yeah, by the way, Rex Ryan will never be accused of that the way he was going after people. Yeah, I said, well, Rex apparently doesn't want to be a head coach again the way he's talking about everybody. Hey, so Caleb Williams tried the no franchise tag in his contract. I loved it. But they're going, no. Apparently you don't know. We've already agreed to that in our agreement with the Players Union. What do you think about that try?
Well, it's not covered by the CBA, as evidenced by the fact that we've seen players like Dak Prescott get that commitment. That is one of the things that had never been attempted before, not seriously at least. I think that, and I'm not saying if he had any agent, because there's plenty of agents out there that probably would have had no chance to get the franchise tag removed. Remember, Williams, first overall pick, and self-represented, which meant he had a lawyer that he was paying an hourly fee to be the person who was essentially the go-between, but they acted like that person wasn't the go-between, even though he was. But if you get like CAA or Athletes First, you know, the two big agencies that are specializing in quarterbacks, there might be a way to have gotten this done. Now, there aren't many guys that will have more leverage than Caleb Williams, and I think part of it too is the timing. If this would have been raised before he was drafted, and if Williams would have been willing to say, hey, if you don't give me this term, I don't want to play for you, so you better not draft me, maybe that's how you get it done. But if that – because, look, Joe, when they did the current labor deal 2011 – not the current labor deal, but the current system. They did that in 2011. The first 20 guys drafted had their contracts fully guaranteed. By the agents pushing and pushing and pushing, that's now all of the first round.
Right.
Like, these things happen incrementally. If you could get one guy to get the no franchise tag clause in his contract, more would get it. And if you could get all first round picks eventually to not have the franchise tag, I mean, that's why the Bears are holding firm. They probably got the league telling them to hold firm because they don't want to cross that bridge. But maybe at some point someone's going to have the leverage to pull it off.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I just was watching this going, wow, the kid, listen, yeah, he, God bless him for trying though, man.
Hey, Joe, they had some very creative tax strategies they were trying to get the Bears to go along with, and that rubs some people the wrong way. Yeah, we're entitled to take advantage of whatever structures are in the tax code to get the best possible taxes if we want to, and Caleb tried to do it, the Bears just wouldn't go along with it.
No, man. Hey, Mike, great having you, man. Next week starts up, gets people in camp again, and here we go. It's going to be a lot of fun, so thank you.
Thanks, Joe. See you, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.